Christmas falls on Sunday. It says here, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who is born the King of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.'" Now my footnotes say, to paraphrase, it's an anointing put on those men. That's how they knew that was that star represented. That's when they looked and they saw that, the Spirit of the Lord fell on them, and they knew what that star was for. They are the ones that was sent out to put King on Jesus above Herod's. They made sure that was known. So it's an awesome thing when I read that. Let me go ahead on here. It said, "When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born." We all know he was born in Bethlehem. We all know the chain of events that occurred after that. But I just thought it was just really interesting, because I'd never thought about how the wise men knew what that star represented. Now, those three men had the anointing put on them to understand what was going on. And we all in the United States have the freedom to worship freely, and we're around it a lot. But to think that people that have no idea of what Christmas is really all about is a bad thing. The commercialism has come in and they've taken away the true meaning of Christmas. We shouldn't allow that to happen. It's not about how much you can buy someone. It's just about the spirit of Christmas, knowing that miracles happen, knowing that Jesus was born on that day to save our souls. Amen. That's the true meaning of Christmas. God is good, y'all. God is really good. He's brought me a long, long way. And I have to take my hat off and shout out and do everything else within me to make sure that people know. Make sure that people know. Well, enough of that. Let me lay my Bible down over here. Y'all ready to get your praise on this morning? Amen. I am too. Go ahead, guys.
Our God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever. From the rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever.
Y'all help me out here.
His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us.
Y'all ready for Christmas? Everybody got the Christmas shopping done? I ain't either. I haven't got it done. I haven't gotten it done. You know, when your kids are real little, I know for me, myself, it was fun for me because all the toys I got to play with. And now you're buying clothes and electronics and the race car tracks and the BB guns and all that stuff. Now, that was fun. Amen. Go ahead, kids.
Power, day, glory, day.
guys. Y'all scaring me. It's as quiet as I heard your church in a long time. Yes, ma'am. Anybody got testimony this morning? Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? I'm like you, baby girl. I'd like to thank God this morning for all he's done for me this season. I quit a construction job back in the spring, and from that point on, I've been busier than I ever have. So it's an awesome thing to be able to do that, and I got to come home. Yes, ma'am? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I know if my in-laws was here that he could stand here for hours, you know, and all the people that you reached out and helped them. And it's an awesome thing to see that. I think what's good for me to see is when it comes right down to the time that people need to stand up and take their place, you see that here. It's not so much is their place, it's just they stand up and take action to help. That lady sitting right there, she's been a blessing. She's been a blessing. You've been a blessing. I know things that you've done to help my in-laws. It's been a blessing. I've said this time after time. When Dad was down, Mom was too. You know, people don't really grasp that. But I've seen times that poor lady couldn't hardly move. Just wore out. But you know what? Still right there. Still doing what she's got to do. So nobody's perfect. But if there's ever a couple that you need to pattern your marriage after, there it is. Mr. Sam and Miss Eileen had that same type of marriage. And that's an awesome thing. I know that God, when he set forth for all this to take place, I'm quite sure he meant for peaceful things to take place. There's always going to be troubles. But at the end of the day, when we sit down and we pray and we get that all behind us, and we get ready for the next day, that's a good thing.
The water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. awesome in power, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what to stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what to stand against? What to stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
let's do that one more time.
Say, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
amen. We serve a mighty God. Y'all know that, guys? Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Danny, we're going to take up our offering right now, even though I've already included that in a prayer for right now, for this morning. But still, I just thank God for all the givers and the tithers here that enable us to keep doing what we do here, Lord. That's trying to bring people in to find out who Jesus is and have a place to worship.
Oh, come. forever. We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever.
And
Well, thank you, praise and worship team. Classes can be dismissed for right now. They're going to come back and do a couple things momentarily. Was that orders from one of the bosses? Is that what that is? You know, I know this is Christmas. And that's a good thing. But we still need to go out of here knowing to protect ourselves from the wiles of the devil, amen. We need to do that. We need to know what to put on in case of emergencies, amen. We need to know who to call in case of emergencies. Had I known that earlier in my life, I'd probably save myself a lot of troubles. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verse 10 says, put on the whole armor of God. And I think even more now in these days that where there's just much more going on. It may not be no more going on. It's just more reported to the news, and you got more access of hearing all of it. I think that some of our actions never change. I just think the times change with it. That's what I believe. In Ephesians 6 chapter, starting at verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, I've heard men preach about going to hell and don't do this and don't do that. There's nothing wrong with telling people where they're going if they don't live right. I can promise you there's nothing wrong with that. We need to be taught to understand what the devil is all about. We do need that. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's just plain and simple. The 12th verse of this chapter, it says, for we do not wrestle amongst flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We can't take life for granted. I don't care how perfect you may think life is, it's not perfect. We are going to run into trouble. And when we do, some things we can handle ourselves and some things we cannot. Some things we understand and some things we cannot explain. But I do know this. if you will wrap the Word of God around your waist and have His altar at your knees, you can say to the mountain, ye be removed, and it'll get out of your way. That's right. The troubles won't last always. You can go through a lot of things with prayer. You can go through all things with the Word of God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. And it also says, let me read that again. It says, this is 12, verse 12. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and the blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Amen? It says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, put on a breastplate of the righteousness, and having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. You know what it sounds like to me? He's saying, learn what the Word of God says, and you'll have your sword ready to take anything that comes your way head on. Amen? Amen. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. I remember when I first got saved. Of course, I was in jail then. I know y'all have heard a lot of this, but this is what saved me. This is what taught me how to understand how powerful Christ is. When I did come back from that last sentencing, they gave me the 12 years. And I'd been saved before I went that particular day. But anyway, I asked God then to help me out of this whole situation. Because I was gone for 12 years, guys. 12 years. I'd prayed about it. I learned what faith was. And when I learned all that, I took it to heart. I took it to heart that this word means what it says. So I went back for the sentencing. And this judge by the name of Whittle, he looked at me and he told me then, he said, your sentence is 12 years, he said, but we're going to cut it down to 7. He said, we're going to run these other charges in with this 7 and give you 7 years. The lawyer I had sitting with me after that, he asked for shock probation right then. He said, Judge, this is his first offense. He's never been in any trouble in his life, so this is his first offense. He said, no, sir. He said, deny it. He said, he's going to prison. Simple as that. So I went to Penn, but only with 7 years. I was at North Point when I really studied this book of the Bible. And I have it. Y'all can see. I read this particular spot in this Bible, chapter 6, starting at 10. And it said, put on the whole armor of God. So I started reading that and I studied that. And then when it come on over here to tell about what all the armor really was, it said, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles, withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, it said, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate with righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the Christ of the gospel of peace. It says, all above, taking the shield of faith with which you will quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And it goes on to say a few more things. And so I started praying about that. And I remember what Dad said one particular time. He said, you've got to ask the Lord for what you want. He said, but you can't stand in the way of your blessings. May not make sense here. You can't pray a prayer and ask God for something. And then when you get up from that prayer, something pops up, you doubt it. You can't do that. It don't work. That's your block, your blessing. Believe me, it'll happen. But anyway, I studied that, and I studied that. And one particular day, this man asked me why I was in prison. And I said, well, I said, I'm in prison for the simple fact that I was doing wrong, doing a lot of drugs, running with the wrong bunch. He said, yeah, he said, but what did they convict you on? I said, they convicted me with a crack pipe and a pistol. And he said, how much time? I said, they started with 12 years. I said, but they run one concurrent. And I said, they give me 7. And he said, with a crack pipe and a pistol. And I said, yeah. So anyway, and mind you, all while this had taken place, I guess I was there for about 12 months. But anyway, at this particular point in my sentence, I was really into this book. So he asked me for my paperwork, so I gave it to him. To make a long story short, he kept my paperwork for 2 weeks. He bought me a letter, and he bought me all my records, pretty much. And he walked up to me, and he said, Mr. Hughes, he said, I'm going to help you once. And he handed me my papers back. Then he had this letter. He said, you put your judge's home address on this letter, and you mail it to him. And before he handed it to me, he looked me in my eyes and he told me, he said, Mr. Hughes, he said, if you ever come back in here, he said, I'm going to be just really hard on you. That fella that was helping me just happened to be a serial killer. He'd murdered 8 women. And he was a paralegal at that. That's how he made contact with all his victims. 2 weeks after the judge got that letter, I was at a halfway house. 30 days later, I was home. But you know what? It all started right here in the book of Ephesians. I did what I had to do to get where I had to be. But when I made the pact, when I told the good Lord, I'll go where you sent me, I'll do what you asked me to do. I started that in 2000, actually in 98. And it's 2016. So I held my end of this bargain for the simple fact is if I lay it down, I'm gonna disrupt all this. So when you pray, be faithful about what you're doing. Do not doubt anything you ask God for. It might not come when you want it, but it'll always be on time. Amen? That's exactly right. And now, with that being said, we've got some kids that's going to come up. So come on.
I'm going to let them tell their name and their age.
Lauren, 9. Serenity, 9. What's your name?
Brinley, 3.5.
Kaylin Grant, 7.
Mariah, 10.
Grant, 9.
Britton, 9.
Okay. And they have a couple things they're going to do for you. They're going to sing a song. So...
Mind us.
Amen. You know, right there is the seed of our future. Amen. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But now, back with the book of Ephesians. And I'll make this point. At that point in my life, I'd missed a Christmas away from home. At that point in my life, I'd missed the birth of one of my kids at home. Oh, yeah. I'd missed that. Going through that was traumatizing. But once I learned what the Word of God says, and once I learned how to do like Psalm 91 says as well, just to hide in the shadow of the Almighty. You know what I'm saying? I did those things. But now, when I was incarcerated with all those people, I had to protect myself. Because you think about it. I was in there with rapists. I was in there with murderers. I was in there with thieves, bank robbers, you name it. I was around it. And that's what my life had led to. That's what not doing right got me. Not following the Word of God, that's where it led me. Those was the wiles of the devil. But anyway, I put myself in that position to be did that way. But when I learned the Word, I put myself in a position to reap the benefits of what this book tells us to do. I put myself in a position to get the blessing of knocking that much time off. I put myself in a position to be allowed to talk to a serial killer that helped me out of a mess. I mean, you know, that was when I found out about that. Because, see, I did not know this until afterwards. I did not know that he would hardly help anybody. Didn't know that. But God, he came through for me because I had enough faith and I understood what this word meant. So on down the road with this journey, when I got to the halfway house, I was pretty much free. It's pretty much free. So, taking this with you, I know we all have family members that may not be doing right. Don't hate them. Hate what they do. You need to love that person, and you need to pray for that person. You need to help them as much as possible. And what I mean by that, you don't have to give them money, but if they need something, you go get that something that they need. I'll tell anybody that. Go get that something they need. Don't give them no money. For the love of that's the root of all evil. That's what the Bible says. But anyway, this time of year is hard, especially because I know that people see that and they want the best for them. But instead of that, they go out and they do bad things, because I've been down on that side of the street as well. So in remembering them, you could take this to them and help them understand that this would solve a lot of your problems. It says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on a breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Pray for everybody that you know that may be having a problem. We need to keep our church in prayer. We need to cover our church in prayer. 5 minutes, I'll get that done. I'll pray for my church. We need to keep our leaders in prayer because, believe me, people stand up here and do this, they need prayer just as bad as everybody else. We're all human. Spiritual warfare will light on a person. Let me rephrase that. You take a person that's in authority, especially when you do a lot of preaching, that person needs to be covered more than we would, for the simple fact that Satan wants to make him a liar worse because he's in front of people more. He wants to discredit everything that that individual could speak on or could prove. So they need to be covered. Dad, he's been attacked all his life because he tells the truth about the word. The devil's tried to take him out repeatedly. Of course, we all see that. But he's a man. He stood, and he knows what it's like. His wife did the same thing. She stood beside him, and she knew what it take to get him through. I can use that because we can see all that. But that'll apply to you all as well. It'll apply to you all, myself. We can all do these things because that's what the Word of God says. The presence of the Lord is with us all. We have the power. We have the knowledge. We have the faith to do all things in Christ with, and He strengthens us to do. Amen? Amen. The God I serve is an awesome God. He's bought me so far. It's unimaginable. Me telling what happened really doesn't shed a light on what I went through. Because you couldn't see what I had to sleep with. You couldn't see what I had to eat. You couldn't see what cooked my food. Then you couldn't see the extracurricular activities that went on around me. So, thank God for this. Thank God for that. I'll show y'all this, and then I'll go ahead and dismiss. This has been with me a long time. Oh, yeah. Your Bible will get you to where nothing else can take you. Oh, yeah. That's very true. And it's as simple as opening it and reading it. And what the contents contain, act on it. Just don't take it for granted. Just act on it. Do what it asks you to do. God's good to us, guys. And we'll see next Sunday. When you go home and open up all your gifts and look at all your grandkids and look at those wonderful smiles they have on and look at us being able to put those smiles there. Yeah. We have our health. We're able to get up and down. We're able to go to work. It's all good. It's all good. There are countries where people are starving. People are sick. Ever get depressed, go to the nursing home. That'll cure that. That'll stop that. Just walk in a ward at a hospital somewhere where there's a bunch of sick and dying babies. That'll stop that complaining too. Yeah. So it could always be worse. But God is good. If you have an opportunity, go by a nursing home and go in there and say hi to somebody that you ain't seen in 20 years. It might make their day. I know it's awesome the greeting you get when you go in there. It sure is. God is good. And we'll be here next Sunday, all right? Y'all want to stand with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord God, for making it known that you have equipped us with all the armament we need to succeed in this life. And I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord God, for the service today. I thank you for being with us as we go through one more week, Lord God. Helping us prepare ourselves for what may come our way, Lord. I just thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget, next weekend, there is service here.